Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The meat sweats is more than just an unexpectedly gross turn of phrase. It's become something of a punchline in everything from a Progressive insurance commercial in 2016 to that Thanksgiving episode of the sitcom Friends from 2001, in which Joey, played by Matt LeBlanc, consumes an entire turkey, then sits back and groans, "Here come the meat sweats." And a while back, fast food brand Arby's, which emphasizes the carnivore appeal of its menu, gave away beef-themed sweatpants and hoodies as a promotion. You know, meat sweats. Merriam-Webster even added this phrase to their dictionary in 2023. It's a punchline for a reason, other than, again, that it's weirdly gross. People who have consumed large amounts of animal protein have occasionally reported that they've experienced a sensation of feeling flushed and fatigued, accompanied by perspiration. Although there isn't an extensive body of scientific literature on the meat sweats, it does seem to be a real phenomenon. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Chris Lockwood, PhD, a Draper, Utah-based consultant in food, fitness, and dietary supplement industries, who holds his doctorate in exercise physiology from the University of Oklahoma. He explained that the thermal effect of feeding, or TEF for short, is actually a good thing rather than a sign of distress. Quote, "It means that your body is burning more calories and fat than it typically does when processing a meal." While you can get a thermal effect from eating other foods besides meat, a huge steak will make you sweat more than a loaded potato because protein is more difficult to break down than carbohydrates or fat and has a higher thermic effect when your body has to digest and use it. Meaning some people will experience an increase in their core temperature when they eat a lot of meat, and as a result, might start to sweat as a way for their body to help them cool off. But the thermic effect of protein only explains part of the total TEF, according to Lockwood. Protein also stimulates the release of hormones that affect your thyroid and are involved in regulating your metabolism. But okay, why would a meat eater sweat more than someone who eats a plateful of tofu with the same amount of protein? One plausible explanation, according to Lockwood, is that the simple act of chewing also affects the metabolism. He says that researchers demonstrated this by having some experimental subjects eat a solid meal while others consumed the same amount of calories and identical nutrients as a liquid puree. For those who had to chew, the TEF more than doubled. If you want to avoid meat sweats, it's fairly easy. Eat a bit less, especially if you've had meat sweats happen before and know about the point at which it starts for you. It doesn't mean you need to go hungry. Just focus on foods other than proteins, vegetables, or carbs, preferably whole grains, but, you know, treats are nice. Remember that based on general healthy dietary guidelines, a serving of meat is around 3 to 4 ounces, or a piece about the size of your palm. Of course, everyone's body is different, and nutrition is complicated. If you're here because you're concerned about your meat sweats, consult a medical professional, who is not us. Today's episode is based on the article, Are Meat Sweats a Real Thing? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kider. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.